I just did.
Yeah, no reason.
It's just what I said. So.
Does it? I mean, take
your
notes.
Sorry.
If not, your shop doctor is going to do an FCC.
A lot.
That's what I say. Yeah.
There's going to be a.
Okay, I'm going to call. The meeting in order here.
Garth Mondo, City Council meeting. I'm killing you. Oh.
January 2019. It is 7:00. And I'm going to ask City Clerk to call the roll, please.
Here.
Yes. Okay, thank you for that. And I'm going to ask everybody to stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that. Okay. Any agenda changes or additions?
Not at
all. Did you want to say something else for me?
Maybe, because I did notice, other than I could count, that it was the second Tuesday of the month, but nobody, like, announced it on the Facebook page or anything else. So. Yeah. Usually Julie had them, but just kind of to let the community know. I think that's why we have a audience of one.
And we surely appreciate it.
We like an audience of one. It's great. But I'm just saying that usually somebody, I'm like, because I was like, but then again, I still can't log into my email because that silly password never works. So
it does now.
It
does now. Harry got it on his phone.
Because I'm like,
all set up in the back there. And
so I'm like, other than I could deduce that it is the second Tuesday, I knew it was that night. But I was like, I don't think most people that, I mean, there's usually a group that of normal people that come, but I think it's usually because somebody has said something on me.
I posted it on the window.
Who comes and looks at your window?
People that come to get the mail. A lot of people come.
I don't peep in this window.
I do.
Well, you're kind of creepy.
I am. It's okay. I accept that.
I'm like, if it was on the postal door, you might get more interest.
They don't allow anything on the
door. Unless you're
dead or dying, and there's a funeral somewhere.
Well, okay. This meeting tonight looks like a funeral.
We have one.
So no. We'll make note of it to maybe get it out better.
Yeah.
But no agenda changes or additions. Am I hearing none? Hearing none, we move on.
No.
Tonight we don't have any public hearings. We'll go to our consent agenda, which is approval of December 11, 2018 meeting minutes, and approval of the January 1st half vouchers.
I'd like to make a motion.
For a total of, $75,277.12.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2019 first half invoices for $75,277.12. And December 11, 2018 minutes.
Thank you for that, Travis.
I second it.
All right, thank you, Terry. Any questions? Comments?
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 Thank you. Okay, moving on. We have no guest presentations tonight. Public comment. He's good. No public comment. Councilor member comments.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Dedication. I like it. Thank you.
He even dresses nice, like way above the counselors.
He does look good.
I think I'm going to have to step up my game. Pajama bottoms with a pillow and a blanket. I'd love that one.
They don't have
casual
Friday.
Any other comments?
No, I'm good. Nope, it's too early.
Okay, good. All right, hearing none, we move on. Mayor's comments. Am I correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Your mayor's comments.
You're still a mayor.
Yep. I haven't seen any of those recall Brian Sable stickers yet.
I hear they're on their way.
I saw one.
I asked for a revote, but, you know, recount, but, you know.
Okay. So the only thing I need to tell you is the relight that you proved that.
Yep.
For us to pay for the lights. We got all the lights, we got all the fixtures, everything's come in, and the pre-start of doing it conference is next week, the 14th, and they'll be starting to do that the week following. So we're going to have a pre-meeting, pre-start meeting the 14th, and then they'll restart, or they'll start on the 14th to relight the city. Okay? And the other thing I wanted to tell everybody that I'm very proud of is the fact that the restrooms were repainted. We repainted the restrooms after how many hundreds of years. And we're pulling down all the partitions because they have a bunch of rust on them and they're being done. And so we're going to clean it up on there, and then we're going to clean up out here and get the floors waxed and just really do a nice job, maybe some painting, make it look really nice in here. We're going to be proud of our city hall, right?
Right.
So I just want to let you know that.
Tell me when you get the buffer. I love those things.
What?
Just tell me when you get the buffer to do these things.
Okay.
Although this might have asbestos in it, so I don't know.
No, the asbestos tiles are 11 by 11. Asbestos tiles are 9 by 9. So those are 11 by 11, so they won't be asbestos.
Okay. I'm good.
I used to do supermarkets.
Well, but that's why I was asking. I'm like, the building's right. Old enough.
I know. It is. It is. Well, thank you for that.
Did we get that on record? Margie Lee is going to buff the floor.
It is.
Those things are awesome. Yeah. You've ever had to use one of them? Oh, we did that in...
I'm glad you're excited.
And Mike's job. You know. He didn't come to my...
I'm excited because you're excited.
I'm using the propane ones. High speeds. 3,000 RPM. So they're fine. Unless you hit something. Okay, moving on. We'll go to the city clerk, and I'm not going to forget you today.
Thank you. No, I don't have a report, but I will say I've been working on a reconciliation. That's been fun. I did find out our payroll company will, there's a way for me to do our W-4s and 1099s through them, so we don't have to hire anybody for that, but we'll save us some money. We do still need to hire an accountant, so, which we've already talked about for end of year report. But we're on the roll. I think we're doing all right. Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
And it's fun for you.
I love numbers.
That's great.
Yeah. I love numbers.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Deanna.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll turn it over to our city attorney, see if he has anything to say.
I got nothing.
He ain't got nothing. Nothing from
oh.
him. He's saving us a lot of money, so nothing is good.
Yeah. It's not true. His bill looks the same.
Oh, they're so good. Just good.
Oh, yeah.
The homeless issue. So
WCIA's
first board meeting is addressing that, and
I'll
be going back next Friday. Do you know anything new?
There's still
the gray area.
The waiting dates will still roll off.
Okay.
Everything I'm aware of. So.
Did we find out if there's a time frame for us to designate an area? Because we haven't exactly.
If you just, if you're intending to enforce a no camping ordinance, I forget what our no camping ordinance looks like.
We have no overnight parking on the street.
Yeah. We got no overnight camping in on certain.
I think
I was gonna say there's already a no
like
overnight
a sign down by the Strawberry Island. There's a few places that say overnight camping, but most of it says no overnight parking on the streets, which
right.
Yeah.
could run into a similar problem with that. So,
yeah.
It
says don't say that.
It all comes down to the parking. If you try to enforce it, then you might face an ACLU lawsuit.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting broke.
Yeah. Well, it's not that we have so far. We haven't had the court, but you know, when you kind of came up and you told them and they left.
It's an evolving issue of law. So, you know, until we get more direction from the appellate courts, it's a little hard to know how to advise these guys just to what they call the, you know, the State Harbor is to have an area that is deep prepared for overnight camping, particularly in adverse conditions. You know, you want to make sure that you have a humane way to deal with people who have no place to go. So that's the bottom line. There will be cases on it, though. They're going to be coming down.
Down by the toll march by Travis.
Negative.
You know, I'm thinking
between the highway and the railroad.
I think over there by Island Way, you know, probably the.
No, I'm thinking
by the plant, because that's usually, well, that's where everybody dumps all their
young community garden is. You know, past the Southwest Community Garden.
On the hill right there, just past the highway bridge, on the hill between North Bonneville and the railroad.
Oh, here?
That way they have to sleep on the hill. So they roll down.
I'm thinking that there's enough churches in around that we could probably set something up with one of the churches that if we had somebody come through, we could probably have them help somebody to set them up in the RV park in a tent spot. I already talked to the manager there and probably set them up in there where they have a shower and facilities, at least have somewhere to go for a couple nights. That's
kind of
we don't have much of that in this.
The last thing we had in this, yeah, remember that was this summer because I gave you guys, I gave you the money for gas and said go over and
yep.
And it saved dead little kids and everything. It's like.
Yep.
You know.
And they ended up, you were, yeah, because they ended up getting some help. They ended up.
Yeah, I said, you know, you can't park here, but you know.
Right, right.
I'll put money in your gas tank. I'm not going to give you the money. Right. Here's money for the kids to go get some food. And I'll fill up your gas tank. And I'll pay for you to stay somewhere, but I'm not giving you cash.
Yeah. We don't have, we're so far out of nowhere, we have no. There's no any kind of services. There's none. We don't have it here. So anybody coming through here is going to be passing through. I don't, because as long as I've been here, we had a lot of people come through and some stop, but mainly they move on because there's really no services here. There's nothing here. And there's really, but if it comes down to somebody's, because I remember that case. They were at the
like 100 degrees out. And they
I remember that.
Kids in this camper up inside the head, 150 in the camper.
Where you have overpasses or tunnels that are very attractive to homeless folks. So just be aware, it doesn't take much as far as services for them to be interested in locating it somewhere. You might consider making sure you connected with like the county social services to see if they have any places that could be available. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, perfect, especially if you have some way to transport them to an area. You know, you need to have some sort of alternative.
That's why I get the lead. They didn't have the money for gas. They ran out of gas. So I said, I'll fill your tank because you're supposed to be. Didn't run out of gas on the way to somewhere in Portland. I said, I'll fill your tank with gas. But you need to tell those kids are not going to survive. I can't.
I can use some gas.
Yeah. No, I just dumped it. I got down by 100 BPA.
Yeah.
God,
it's well, we'll look into that. We'll figure something. She's going to go to get more information. We'll figure something out. But.
Well, I know Cascade Lock has a big problem with it.
Did you?
Stevenson does.
Stevenson does as well.
There's nothing here, no, but you really need to be
That's what Brian said, yeah.
Do you have a chevron? They have ice cream.
Yep.
So a person needs for a grocery store ice cream.
After 9 o'clock?
Yeah, they get hungry after 9. And there's no bar.
Brian, I have a question. What's going on with Foundation Recovery?
Nothing right now. Nothing. We're waiting to hear, so. But nothing. Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. So we're going to unfinished business, and that's the ratification of the Type 6 squad fire truck purchase. And we got it. And I included a picture of the vehicle. I included everything that was in it. I mean, all the options. I also included a sheet on the back of all the expenses, because we had to go to North Carolina and bring it back. So I included all expenses. It was not to exceed $45,000 with taxes and licensing, and we did that well under that
$45,000.
So.
We
saved $45,000
versus.
Yeah, but it dropped out.
So now we just call the question, right?
Well, a motion to approve.
Can I make a motion?
Motion to ratify, yeah.
I make a motion to ratify the 2005 Anchor Ricky Ford 4x4 brush truck type 6 F550.
Purchase.
And the sum of.
$41,000.
The exact number, right?
Yeah, that's it.
$41,539.
I second.
Thank you for that.
Call for the question.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for that. Just moving on.
Now we get to the serious stuff.
Now, this approval of the CBA, and we really can't talk about negotiations, so if we want to talk about negotiations, we want to do a second session if somebody would like to talk about that. Excuse me?
Well, it's not an executive session. It's an event meeting.
It's exactly.
Slightly different.
A little bit different? Under the same RCW?
No, it's a little different.
Okay.
We just
So it's 42.30, what? 140?
140.
Okay, because I had 110, so, okay.
110 is for the exact.
Okay. All right. So, if we need to talk about it, I know I can say this. The city saved money. The employees got a decent raise. And we were able to address all and change and address all the issues that the auditor had with the last contract. So I can't say that.
And is it updated to be current with law?
Current with all the laws, including the family leave law. We have swapped. Yes, we included that language in there. And it also included the Janus. Updates to the Janus ruling. So if anybody would like to talk about it any further, we'd have to go and leave Josh out here by himself.
I have to go too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, do you all want to talk about it? I mean, discuss it?
I'm good. I didn't ever save money because we cut off the attorney deal. Involved last year, and everybody seems like they got what we needed to get done, so I think I'm fine with it.
I will say this is, and again, is.
You like the deal?
Absolutely. John and I were the ones that we worked on it. They gave us the permission. We worked on it together. The union members saw it.
I can say, because I'm the union steward, the union was floored. I said, no, we're working on it. We work on it with Doc Kaplan to have a big fight. And they were just thrilled.
To say the least. Yeah. And they've already
got it done in less than 30 days, and it was a month of fight.
And money.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
problem. And we're also.
And they gave their input on Janus and other things, and over some different things that were that through the grievance thing that was wrong too. So.
Yeah.
So is this reading material, or are we approving it tonight?
No, this is approved. We'd like to approve it tonight because so we can go forward. And I will say this, and I don't think we're out of line, is that the membership all looked at it and they agreed to it unanimously. So,
well, then I make a motion to approve the January 1st, 2019 to December 31st, 2020 collective bargaining agreement with the Alamogated. That's it.
Transit
Union. Well, I just want to make sure I said that first one.
Global
757.
Collective bargaining agreement.
I second
that. Thank you for that. Any other can't get into those details, but the details are in there. But
we'll see this for updating the personnel manual to the match.
Yeah, that was the other thing, because the personnel manual was way off based on, that was one of the problems. This was off from our personnel manual. And there can be differences, because it's a different unit, but they have to be in the same document, and it wasn't. So we made the adjustments, or make the adjustments so that everything matches and the auditor doesn't have any complaints.
Call me a question?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Josh, there's a copy of there. If you'd like to see it, now that's passed, there it is, public knowledge, and there's a copy up there if you'd like. They have Baxter's name.
Now that we've done that, there's even a red line copy
ticket. Yeah. And I just will say this is,
no. Because it was a fire,
right?
Yeah.
I will say that the city.
Yeah.
The city.
The red line?
Gave him, well, you'll see on here.
No, that's not red line.
Gave him fairly good raises. Yeah. They're very excited. They have us. And we saved, this year we saved, well, I got it all back there, if you want to see it, but we saved $10,000. Yeah. Even giving them a raise.
Right. Tell them how much it costs. Like, you told them how much it was for
$23,000
a year
to negotiate the contract.
Yeah.
Whoa.
With the attorney, $23,000.
I mean, and that's not Kent.
No, let me not have. I mean, that's what Kent charges in a year.
That's the amount. A financial advisor.
I think about it, Ken.
Wow.
And you know what's funny? And this
even
is,
in off years where there wasn't any negotiations, we were getting cut in.
Yeah. Yeah. We both, yeah. The money that, what's interesting is Tom and I went through the contract.
Word by word, line by line.
We went through it and we took out, there was things that we took out that don't, that was too tough on the city as far as stuff to, but and they agreed. It was things that didn't belong there. But one thing that was interesting, Tom and I found, after going through our labor attorney and their labor attorney, we found, I mean, absolutely statements that were contradicting it, and we're going to work in the same paragraph. You know, they'd say,
on the first,
yeah, and then the line down said, you'll get paid on the 5th.
Yeah.
And it says on the line above, you get paid on the 1st.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, and I credit Tom that, because Tom talked to the, he's our union rep, and he talked to the union, and they were all for it, and so him and I sat down with others, and we talked about it, because in the agreement also, we can speak to try to resolve issues without having to file grievances. That was another thing.
Well, I've been applying for it, that's it, and I do that. Because I took over the stewardship this, in December. And I said, this is not the way we do this for now. If we all agree on something, at least when we do a draft, and everybody gets to be, and sit down and do a draft. No journey to call me out yet.
Cool.
Because they don't make any money off our little things. I mean, five-member, six-member, they... So that when I needed help, I gave them a drop to any language that I could reach out. So if you got anything you could throw in here, that you used other in other contracts, both here you go, they'd read you it. They'd add what we have what we need.
And everybody got to see it, and so they were happy. And so it was a good deal for everybody. And what I'm pleased about is the fact that the boys that work hard are going to finally get a substantial. It's not in big, but and another thing is, if you notice, it's a 2-year contract. We were doing 1 year, but now we got a 2-year, so we don't even have to worry about it again for until 21. But even if it does, we are way above it now. We changed all that. So
we rolled the on-call into it so that it didn't this and this.
Right. And there's a clause in there that if there's any state of Washington or any kind of changes to the law to different things, that it automatically becomes incorporated if it's a state law. So it doesn't we don't have to worry about going renegotiating. It was really good. It was really good.
Well, and then we added in the thing on the number about three-eighth regions. We got rid of two steps, but there's nothing that keeps us from making a deal without having to go through grievance.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you ever make grievance? Resolve the issue. Why do we got to go to grievance?
And the best part about it is we included it. We included what we were thinking about into the budget. So what you passed with the wages are the same as what is in this contract. So there's nothing changed. We already, and that was something that the union was surprised at, that we'd already, we were hopeful that we could get that done. So it's, we're not above or beyond.
I think the best thing was when because when we had our final draft, he gave it to the guys, and they went over it, and they came back with like three or four added things that we caught. It's like, oh, great catch, you know, so we amended it again for the things that they want, you know, little dainty little things, but things that we never thought of probably. So it was a slam dunk. It was absolutely
it was good. And so we appreciate, yeah, appreciate all you approving it. I think it's going to be good, and we don't have to worry about it now for 2 years, and so, and it's, and we found out that we don't have to make it a 8 month process.
Well, that's an extended year negotiating. By the time you got it, you have to go back.
And this will save on Deanna, because we don't have to we have to retro back to January 1, but she hasn't even paid yet, so.
You have to tell the end of the month.
Right.
So where are we? Are we on
the table? Oh, sorry. Yeah, let me keep my heart.
Where the heck are
we? We are on this approval. Okay.
Okay.
So let me move on. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I just telling Tom that under the union security, under Janus, if they include the checkoff provision 4.3, you pretty much, the city has to have them include 4.4, which is the whole harmless. And not all the unions are just doing that. You have
okay.
Item for it. But fortunately, they put the whole harmless in there, you know, on their standard form, because they've been losing all the fights, basically.
Yeah.
And it's only fair because the checkout kind of exposes the city potentially to some liability from the union members. But the whole harmless, so the union will back the city if anybody objects to the checkout provision, you know, they'll have your back.
Yeah.
And that's all I really care about. So I saw that in there and
you're really good because I talked to them about, okay, if we get a new member, how do I go about sometimes?
Right.
And here's how you do it. You don't do this, you don't do that. Make sure you do it like this. And I just send you a packet, send me how to, so that whatever way I approach, I'm doing this the right way. It's not going to be a violation.
I have a question that has nothing to do with it.
Sure.
Okay, can we wait for a minute? Because I'd love to answer your question if I can.
Okay.
I don't know if I can, but I'll try. All right, okay, move on. Resolution number 520, declare certain properties, certain equipment surplus.
I make a motion to approve resolution number 520 for property surplusing.
I second it.
Thank you for that. Any comment, question, or otherwise?
Finally getting rid of the old truck.
I thought that was going to the maintenance crew.
This is the old maintenance crew's truck.
This is the one that caught fire that the maintenance crew has.
Oh, okay.
They're going to get the other truck from the fire department.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Call for the question.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you for that. Well, now we get the can home before the wind blows him off with the case. All right. The next thing is first day certification. You've already approved that in the... I just wanted to talk to you about that real quick. It's in your packet.
Oh, so it's already approved?
Well,
it's already approved and the date is scheduled for January 26th. I was going to ask if I could come.
Yes, you can come.
Okay. Because I need to recertify anyway in February, so I might as well come recertify with you guys.
Yes, we
got this price is still good because it says due date the 28th of last month. I just wanted to know.
No, and I talked to him today. And
my question was just making sure we still got this price.
Yep, and I talked to him, I talked to Bill today, and he said, I told him, Bill, we're going to talk about tonight. If we get approved, I'll have the check sent off to you tomorrow. He said, great, it still stands. The date stands, 9 o'clock. Fire department, but here's what's important about it is we have to, what we haven't done for many, many, many years, I shouldn't, but I got to say this, we have to have safety meetings for insurance, and we haven't. And one of the things that we should have is people that are certified with first aid. So not only will, and the fire department needs to be certified. So not only is, we got a package deal to certify anybody in the city body to go to this thing and for that price. So,
I'm coming as a counselor.
You can?
Yeah.
You can come. Absolutely.
I just need to recertify anyway, so it's either that or I'm going to have to go to the Red Cross one and come.
You can come. So that's what that was. I just wanted, we've already passed in that, but I just wanted to explain to you what it is. We do have to have people certified. It's a 2-year certification. It certifies them on the AEDs that we have. We have one on the wall there. There's one in the fire department, and there's one out at Public Works. And we may get another one out somewhere else. But
I have a portable one at home.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it'll train you how to use those in case Tom would fall off a chair, we would have been able to pump him up. So, legally. Anyway, so that's what that is. So, I'll count on you being there. Trav, you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We're going to be there. He's going to start me if he wants.
Yeah, if he wants this.
Okay.
I think I could have taught this.
Huh?
But we don't have the mannequins.
Well, we can talk about that later. Because that'd be a good thing for later, because that's bringing money for the department. Yeah. Okay, so that's what I wanted to tell you there. And the last thing, okay, so then the wage summary, I already gave you that. That was just something that I wanted to make sure you had, because I could tell the auditors that, yes, it's in the budget, but yes, I also gave it to them so that everybody understood what it was. And there's no question, okay? So it's on the record that you got that. The last thing is incarceration contract with Smita County Sheriff.
I just see that in the pocket. I also saw that you just paid for an attorney.
What's
court
that?
Appointed attorney.
We paid for that too, which we'll talk about that contract next meeting. But this is for the jail. We have to pay for anybody in, because we do have to have our own little court, which we do accept the contract. We have to pay for incarceration service for anybody that commits a crime in our city if they're incarcerated. And let me just tell you, we have no options. I mean, this is just something you have to do. But let me just tell you something. Talk to Vancouver what Clark County charges for incarceration services. 3 times what we get charged.
Okay. Well, I make a motion to approve contract for incarceration services for the city of North Fargo.
I second it.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Well, there's one thing that I noticed, but I think it's okay, because on paragraph 15 under A, your arrangement to this agreement shall term on December 31st, 2018.
Oh, that's
but then you have more otherwise provided in paragraph 3. You go to paragraph 3, it says it's good for 2020. So I think it covers it by having that other little piece in there.
Well, we should make note of it. What number was that?
15A.
15A, okay. Oh, very good catch. So shall we make note of that before we pass it, Ken?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just with that.
the Scrivener mistake. So we could actually do that anyway. But that's a good catch. Thank you.
Yeah, good catch, John. So do we have to make a motion for amendment first?
No, you don't, because it's a Scrivener mistake. The council just recognizes the fact that it changed. Without objection.
Okay. Any other questions? A good catch, John.
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you for that. Josh, closing public comments? You are good. Okay. Closing council comments, you had a question?
It wasn't really a comment. He asked just a question as I browse all the invoices, because I always do. See, we paid two late charges on a piece of equipment that we have, and I'm just wondering how come we're occurring late charges.
Which one, though?
Kyocera. The month of tonight. November and the month of December.
Yeah, like, well, let me tell you what happened there.
Almost $35 that I don't understand. Computer.
Well, let me explain. If we go back in the office there, there's an envelope sitting on the desk that was returned. We sent payment to them, and it was returned. Deanna, they're questioning about the Kyocera, about the late charge, and I'm trying to tell them that we sent payment off on time, but it was sent back to us. They gave us the wrong address, and we caught it after it was sent back and got this. We have the new corrected address, and we're looking to get a credit for being charged late because we did send it. We have it returned envelope.
So we should be looking for a $34.90 credit for the two late charges?
Yeah, because they did not give us correct
address. I hate seeing late charges.
I do too.
Well, we have the PED issues that came out too, but it was the timing of the bills and going out. We have some
We are going to, we're not going to hit every mark, we try to, but we're not going to hit every mark due to the fact that we have to put most of these in front of council. A lot of, we get a lot of bills that are due at the beginning of the month, and by the time we get them sent out, they're late. I mean, there's not much you can do, and we're not the only one that does that. I mean, Emily's working over at the school district, so that same thing. We just staff get approved before they can send out payment, and then we get into the late marks.
Yeah.
But that one is special because it was sent back, and we did pay it on time.
Well, yeah, because I see a due date like 12, probably 12 through the 15th, and if it's always the first Tuesday of the month, we should hit that mark. That's why I was just like, so we've got a due date.
Yeah, it was second Tuesday, but that's not always the case because by the time sometimes the second Tuesday of the month's on 14th or 15th. And then it's due. You know, by the time we get it sent out and they get it, it's already a week late. But for the most part, most places work with us. If you look at our invoices, a lot of them, they'll work with us. PUD works with us because they know that we have sensing. But that one's a unique situation because we did get the check returned.
Well, it's also a national bank and they don't care.
I know, nobody, they don't care.
I'm just saying, it's U.S. Bank. I mean, just like Bank of America, they don't care either. I mean, it's something about being the conglomerate kind of nationally recognized. They don't take in small business.
Now, is that
going to hurt
your credit because of
the
late payment every time?
What? It's going to hurt our city credit. Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But some of the ones that...
But I'm sure as a city, it's not like we're asking for extenuating credit.
City is going to be more subject to like a Dun & Bradstreet rating, not... Equifax, those, they don't really do municipal entities. So normally it's going to be like a DMP rating, which might be an issue if you guys tried to do a big bond levy or something, but that's not likely.
We don't have the funds here to do that anyway.
Not yet.
Our community is kind of sadly poor.
I will say one thing. I'm surprised with that. What I am surprised is that, well, maybe you know that there's two invoices in there that say one's for Rico and one's for, and they're both copier leases, and I'm surprised. That's why I thought you were going to say, well, how come we got two copier leases? Okay.
We very different
payouts. Yeah. We will have two copier leases. But
well, and that's where I saw the thing for the, that we paid for a attorney, public defender.
Oh yeah, we have to do that. That's what we have to. Yeah. And you know, quite frankly, I will say this, we paid very little this year. We paid very, compared to a lot of other years, we paid very, very little.
Yeah, remember, because our community's not getting caught, let's go back to the light thing.
Yeah. Well,
we're
going to
take a
shot. We
need a public defender.
We're
paying
for
a newspaper.
So,
yeah.
We're sending
messages. Okay. We're typing. Any other
questions?
Yes. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
Josh, thank you for coming. I'd like to thank everybody else that didn't come for not coming to make Josh our number one fan.
Did you skip the public comments?
No, we already asked him. He had nothing.
He said he was good.
Yeah,
I just thought, you know, I'm sure there's more.
I asked him. I mean, he, yeah.
He said he would have, but there wasn't a podium on, so he didn't want to do it.
Oh, I forgot to bring the podium on.
We can pull it out and go back to public comment.
No, we can stand in front of a fireplace.
Yeah. You can sit there and just...
That's right.
There you go.
You have your pipe, yeah?
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
And where are we at with Yahoo Street?
Yay, Yahweh.
Yeah,
I know we all missed the last.
I got the little thing from the sign.
Okay.
I got the flow done.
Okay. I know it's end of the year. I just figured it was on my mind when I thought about
end
it.
End of the year, it's the start of the year.
Definitely then. Just the end of last.
I just want to know what we're throwing at him. We're thinking
Tai-Yi.
Which means.
And how is that spelled? Don't worry, they'll butcher it.
No, yeah, that's pretty tiny. It's pretty common.
Well, that's all right. I still have issues with Pahatu. It's not supposed to be Pahatu Street, but according to...
It's Potato Street.
We're going to make it Tai-Yi. What was it?
Court.
Jen doesn't want it. No, you want Court Street something because that they got to put up with that. Everybody else didn't.
Well, I know you said though on the planning part of it when you did all the mailing and naming of the streets that you
didn't
put.
I didn't.
You said that they didn't have streets.
Right.
Tai-Yi Drive.
But ours is not found. If you're calling anywhere for, I'm like, it will automatically correct your address to Pahatu Street.
Potato Street.
Potato. That's what we call it.
Potato Pahatu.
Any other comments? Would you like to say anything?
No.
Okay. Again, I want to thank you for that. I think it's cool. I can't wait to use it with a bunch of people here.
Yeah. You can use it now. You don't have to wait for a motor car to change your internal. You can just slam fit here and go.
I know. I like it. Anybody else? Thank you. Anything else?
You know, I do have something else.
Okay.
2018 was a great year for the city of North Carolina. We have done it. We got a lot done.
Yeah, you did.
We changed a lot. We've modified and made things for better. Horse Days was a great success. We're doing it on our own.
Yep.
Turkey Bingo.
Yep.
Fire Department. The donations. The 2019 is going to be even better. That's it.
We owe a lot of money to everybody that we didn't really owe and just got it all cleaned up.
Yep. You guys are doing good. There isn't a day that goes by that we don't get somebody coming in here and thanking you guys, everybody, for what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So excellent job.
I can't think of the last time anybody's come in with a bad word, and I mean it was a daily occurrence. And they were, oh God. You know, it's like, oh God.
Them again?
No, I just hide in the back.
One after another, and poor Tom.
We had so many people. We had a group of people out here laughing so hard I had to go in and apologize to the library, and they were in there laughing too. We had a good time one day. People came in, just started laughing. It was a lot of fun though. But that, like I said, I had to apologize, but she was in there laughing too. She goes, "This is great. Don't worry about it." It was fun. Yeah. That's right. Anything else? I hear nothing.